வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, text number 6, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 5th of September, 1972, in New Brindavan, West Virginia.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Vamsajivam.
Savai Pungsang Paro Dharmo,
Savai Pungsang Paro Dharmo,
Chato Bhaktir Dokshate,
Chato Bhaktir Dokshate,
Nahoye Tukhya Pratiyata,
Nahoye Tukhya Pratiyata,
Yadma Sukhasidati,
Yadma Sukhasidati.
Translation: the supreme occupation for dharma, for all humanity, is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self.
So, sabai pungsang paro dharmo, jato bhakti radho khaji, ahai to kya pratihata jayatma suprasidati.
Everyone is seeking satisfaction, atantik sukh. Everyone is struggling for existence, for the ultimate happiness. But in this material world, although they are thinking by possessing material wealth, they will be satisfied, but that is not the fact. For example, in your country, you have got sufficient material opulence than other countries, but still there is no satisfaction. In spite of all good arrangement for material enjoyment, enough food, nice apartment, motor cars, roads, and very good arrangement for freedom in sex, and good arrangement of defense also, everything is complete, but still people are dissatisfied, confused, and younger generation, they are turning to hippies, protest or dissatisfaction, because they are not happy. I have several times cited the example that in Los Angeles, when I was taking my morning walk in Beverly Hills, many hippies were coming out from a very respectable house. It appeared that his father, he has got a very nice car also, but the dress was hippie. So, there is a protest against the so-called material arrangement. They do not like. Actually, we cannot be happy by material prosperity. That is a fact. That is also stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Prahlad Maharaj says to his atheistic father, his father was Hiranyakashipu. Hiranya means gold, and Kashipu means soft bed, cushion. That is material civilization. They want very soft bed and the bed companion and sufficient bank balance money. That is another meaning of Hiranyakashipu. So he was not happy also. Hiranyakashipu was not happy. At least he was not happy that his son Prahlad was becoming a devotee of the Lord, which he did not like. So So, he inquired from his son that, how you are feeling? You are a small boy, child. How you are feeling so much comfortable despite all my threatening? So, what is your actual asset? So he replied, my dear father, Nati vidushartha gatin hi Vishnu. Foolish person, they do not know that their ultimate goal of happiness is Vishnu, God, the Supreme Lord. Durasaya je bahirathamanina. Durasaya. Hope against hope. They are hoping something which is never to be fulfilled. What is that? Durasaya je bahirathamanina. Bahiratha. Bahi means external. Artha means interest. So, those who do not know that the ultimate goal of happiness is Vishnu, they think that by adjustment of this external world, because we have got external and internal. Externally, we are this body. Internally, we are soul. Everyone can understand that I am not this body, I am soul. I am covered by this body, and as soon as I go away from this body, the body has no meaning. It may be a very important soul's body, great scientist's body, but the body is not the scientist. The soul is the scientist. The body is instrumental. Just like I want to catch something, so the hand is my instrument. Therefore, in Sanskrit word, these different parts of the body, limbs, they are called karan. Karan means acting, by which we act. Karan. So, nati vidu sartha gatin hi Vishnu. We are now illusioned under the concept of this body. That is also described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Jasyatma buddhi kunapetri dhatuke. Atma buddhi kunape. Kunape means bag. This is a bag of bones and muscles and skin and blood. Actually, when we dissect this body, what do we find? A lump of bone, skin, intestines, blood, pus, nothing else. So kunape tridhatuke, these things are manufactured by three dhatu elements. Kapha, pitta, vayu. Kapha, mucus, pitta, bile, and air. After eating, these three things are being manufactured. And if they are in adjustment, parallel, then body is healthy. And if there is more or less, then there is disease. Now, according to Ayurvedic, there is also Ved. Ayu means span of life, and Veda means knowledge. That is called Ayurveda. So, this Vedic knowledge of the span of life is very simple. They don't require pathological laboratory, clinic, no. They require simply to study these three elements, kapha, pitta, vayu. Their science is to feel the pulse. You know, every one of you, that the pulse is moving tick, 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 tick like this. So they know the science. By feeling the beating of the pulse, they can understand what is the position of these three elements, kapha, pitta, vayu. And by that position, constellation, in the Ayurveda Shastra, if the symptoms, these veins are moving like this, heart is moving like this, beating like this, then the position is this. As soon as they understand the position is this, they verify the symptoms. They inquire from the patient, do you feel like this, do you feel like this? If he says yes, then it is confirmed. The inner things of the pulse is beating and the symptoms are confirmed, then the medicine is ready, immediately take the medicine. Very simple. And formerly, every Brahmin used to learn these two sciences, Ayurveda and Jyotirveda. Jyotirveda means astrology. Because any other less intelligent than Brahmins, the Kshatriyas, these Vaishyas, the Shudras, they would meet the Brahmins for health and future. Everyone is very inquisitive to learn what is future, what is going to happen next. And everyone is concerned with the health. So Brahmins, they would simply advise about health and the future. So that is their profession. People will give them tables, cloth, so they had nothing to do for working outside. Anyway, this is a long story. So this body is a bag of the three elements. Jasyatma buddhi kunapeti dhatuke. So Bhagavad says, Jasyatma buddhi kunapeti dhatuke. I'm not this body. This is a vehicle. Just like we drive a car. I am not this car. Similarly, this is a jantra. Car. Mechanical car. Krishna or God has given me this car. I wanted it. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Ishara sarvabhutana riddeshe arjuna tishtati. My dear Arjuna, the Lord as Paramatma is sitting in everyone's heart. Brahman sarvabhutani jantra rudhani mayaya. And he is giving chance to the living entity to travel, to wander. Sarvabhutani, all over the universe. Jantra rudhani maya. Driving a car. Given by the material nature. So actually our position is that I am soul, I have been given a nice car. It is not a nice car. But as soon as we get a car, however rotten it may be, we think that it is very nice. And identify with that car. I have got this car, I have got that car. One forgets. If one drives a very costly car, he forgets himself that he is a poor man. He thinks that I am this car. This is identification. So jasyatma buddhi kunapeti dhatuke sadhik kalatra disubhoma ijyadhi. One who thinks this body as himself, as self, and bodily relation, sadhik, they are my own brother, my family, my nation, my community, my society. So many things. Misconception of I as this body and misconception of my in relationship with body. Jasyatma buddhi kunapeti dhatuke sadhik kalatra disu bhoumaijyadhi. Bhoumaijyadhi. Bhumi. Bhumi means land. Ijjadi. Ijja means worshipable. So, at the present moment it is very strongly conceived that I am this body. I am American. I am Indian. I am European. I am Hindu. I am Muslim. I am Brahmin. I am Kshatriya. I am Shudra. I am these, those, so many. This is very strong. And bhoma yujyati. And because I am identifying to a certain type of body, and where from the body has come out, the land is worshipped. That is nationalism. So, jasyatma buddhi kunapeti dhatuke sadhik kalatra disu bhoma yujyati. Yatirtha buddhi shalile. And tirtha, place of pilgrimage, we go, we take bath in the river. They, the Christians, they take bath in the Jordan River. Or Hindus, they go to Haridwar, take bath in the Ganges, Vrindavan, they take bath. But they think by taking bath in that water, his job is finished. No. Actually, the job is to go to such pilgrimages, holy places, to find out, experience, spiritual, advanced men, because many spiritually advanced men, they live there. Therefore one should go such places and find out the experience transcendentalist and take lessons from him. That is really going to pilgrimage. Not that simply going and take bath and business finished. No. So, jasyatma buddhi kunapeti dhatute sadhik kalatra adishu bhoma yujyati. Jatirtha buddhi salile nakarhiche janesu abhigyesu. Abhigyesu, one who knows. We should approach person who knows things very well. Abhigya. Krishna is abhigya. Sarat. Then similarly, Krishna's representative is also abhigya. Naturally. If one associates with Krishna, if one talks with Krishna, he must be very abhigya, very learned, because he takes lessons from Krishna. Therefore, Krishna's knowledge is perfect. Therefore, because he takes knowledge from Krishna, his knowledge is also perfect. Abhigya. And Krishna talks. It is not that. It is fictitious. No. Krishna, I have already said that Krishna is sitting in everyone's heart and he talks with the bona fide person. Just like a big man, he talks with some bona fide person. He doesn't waste his time talking with nonsense. He talks, that's a fact, but he does not talk with nonsense. He talks with the bona fide representative. How it is known? It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Sisam Satatu Juktanang, who is bona fide representative? Sisam Satatu Juktanang Bhajatang Priti Purvakam Buddhi Yugam Dadamitam. Krishna says that I give him intelligence to whom? Satatu Juktanang, those who are engaged 24 hours. And in which way he is engaged? Bhajatam. Bhajan, bhajan. Those who are engaged in devotional service. What kind of devotional service? Priti purvakam, with love and affection. One who is engaged in devotional service of the Lord, in love and devotion. What is the symptom of love? The symptom, the prime symptom, most important symptom of love is that the devotee wants to see that his Lord's name, fame, etc. become widespread. He wants to see that my Lord's name be known everywhere. This is love. If I love somebody, I want to see that his glories are spread all over the world. And Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Nacha tasmat manusyeshu kaschit me priyakritam. Anyone who preaches his glories, nobody is dearer to him than that person. Everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita. How you can love? What are the symptoms of love? How you can please God? How he can talk with you? Everything is there. But you have to take advantage. We read Bhagavad Gita, but by reading Bhagavad Gita I become a politician. So what kind of reading Bhagavad Gita? Politician is there, of course. But the real purpose of reading Bhagavad Gita is to know Krishna. If one knows Krishna, he knows everything. He knows politics, he knows economics, he knows science, he knows philosophy, he knows religion, he knows sociology, everything. Tasmin vijñāte sarvamidam vijñātam bhavanti. That is the Vedic injunction. If you simply understand God, Krishna, then everything will be revealed to you. Because Krishna says, buddhi yogam dadamitam. If Krishna gives you intelligence from within, who can excel it? Nobody can excel. But Krishna can give you intelligence, provided you become a devotee, to a lover of Krishna. Tisang satadujuktanang bhajatang priti purvak. Buddhi yogam dadamitam. And what is that buddhi yoga? What is the value of buddhi yoga? That buddhi yoga or bhakti yoga, the value is jena mam upajantite. Such buddhi yoga, such intelligence will get him back to home, back to Godhead. Not that by such intelligence he'll go down to hell. That is material intelligence. Adanta govi visatang tamisram. Everything is discussed in Bhagavad. For the materialist person, adanta govi, adanta means unbridled, uncontrolled. Go means indriya or senses. Materialistic person, they cannot control their senses. They are servant of the senses, go das. Go means indriya and das means servant. So, when you come to the position of controlling the senses, then you become Goswami. That is Goswami. Goswami means controlling the senses, who has completely controlled the senses. Sami or Goswami. Sami also means that, and Goswami also means the same thing. Generally, adanta govi visatang tamisram. Uncontrolled senses, they are going. It is not that Krishna is sending them. He is making his own path clear. Either back to home, back to Godhead, or go glide down to the darkest region of hell. Two things are there. And that opportunity is in the human form of life. You can select. Krishna, as he inquired from Arjuna, whether your illusion has been dissipated now after hearing Bhagavad Gita. Now you can do whatever you like. So that you can do whatever you like, that facility is always given to living entity by God. You can do whatever you like. It is not that we are given no facilities to select, to make choice. We are given facilities and choice, everything to do. So, to select the path of hell and to select the path of back to home, back to Godhead, depends upon us. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Mahat siva daram ahur vimukti. Yositāṁ saṅgi sammaṁ tamadvāraṁ tamadvāraṁ yositāṁ saṅgi saṅgam maha sevādāraṁ āhūt vimukte. Vimukte, people, the modern educated society, they do not know what is vimukti. They do not know. They know, but they do not know what is the ultimate vimukti. Just like scientists, they are trying to give us so many facilities by machine, by different processes. That is also vimukti. We are in some inconvenience, just like we are in inconvenience for transport or scientist gives us some horseless carriage, that is also vimukti. We feel inconvenience for walking, so the scientist has given us the car. So every attempt is being made for vimukti, for getting out of some inconvenient position. But they do not know ultimate vimukti. What is the ultimate vimukti? Ultimate vimukti is to get freedom from birth, death, old age and disease. That is ultimate vimukti. The modern scientists, they are giving us so many facilities to get out of some material difficulties. But that is temporary. That is not actually vimukti. Actual vimukti is to get freedom from birth, death, old age and disease. That vimukti can be achieved from Krishna. Haring vinana mriting taran. You cannot get out of it. Out of these four kinds of material tribulation, without being favored by the Supreme Lord. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Devijisa gunamai mamo maya durattaya. Mamo maya durattaya. It is very difficult to get out of the entanglement created by my maya, illusory energy. Mami vaja prapadanti maya mitang tarant. But anyone who surrenders unto me, he can get out of this entanglement. So, here it is stated that savai pungsang paro dharma jato bhakti radho kaj. The whole human civilization is trying to get freedom from some inconvenience. The state, politics, sociology, humanity, religion, so many things. So ultimately, it is taken, religion is the path of vimukti, religion. Because other things are being tried by the animals. The animals also have their ways of getting out of inconvenience. They know how to do it. Just like a bird, he knows that on the land I am in danger. As soon as there is some danger, immediately flies up to the tree. He knows. So everyone knows. You'll find in animal kingdom, in bird's kingdom, everyone knows how to protect. It is said, we learn from Bhagavad that also, that fish within the water, they have got so sensitive power that miles away, if some enemy is coming, they can understand and they take shelter. Just a dog can smell from distant place that somebody unknown is coming. So every animal has got a special qualification. Don't think that human being is only intelligent. No. The intelligence for these four things, how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex intercourse, and how to defend, these intelligences are there in every animal. Don't think simply human being has got this intelligence. So, vimukti, therefore, they do not know what is the ultimate goal of vimukti, or getting out of the inconveniences of life. Nati vidu, they do not know. Nati vidu sarthagating Vishnu, durasaya, they are trying to adjust things by material adjustment. That is not possible. They do not know that. Adanta govhi, andhajathandhai rupaniya mana. But they are being misled by blind leaders. They are themselves blind and some blind leaders. Therefore we should not accept blind leaders. We should accept a leader who is not blind. We therefore accept Krishna, the Supreme Person, who knows everything, past, present and future. We take his leadership, or we take the leadership of his representative. That is our process. So here, some of our leaders, Suta Goswami says, Savai Pungsang Paro Dharma. Because ultimate goal is how to get out of the entanglement of material inconveniences. So, he says, Savai Pungsang Paro Dharma. Dharma means, I have already explained, dharma means occupational duty. So, everyone has got occupation and he is trying to get out of the inconveniences of material existence. So, here it is suggested, because the question was, dharma, dharmam kas, saranangata, under whose protection is dharma now existing? So he is coming to that point. First of all, he is explaining what is dharma, what is occupational duty. Actually, dharma means occupational duty. Religion, I have already said, it is a kind of faith. Faith can be changed. But our constitutional position, occupational duty, that cannot be changed. We are eternal servant of Krishna, but without serving Krishna, we are serving Maya. We have accepted a false occupational duty. That's what is called Maya. Maya means false. Just like if I have got a body of America, American body, then my occupational duty is different from the body of an Indian or from the body of a dog or a cat. So according to the body, our occupational duty is changed. But real occupational duty is of the soul. When you come to that platform, the occupational duty of the soul, that is the highest class of religion. That is explained. Savai Pungsang Paro Dharma. Dharma, occupational duty. There are two kinds of occupational duties according to Vedic system. Pravitti and Nivitti. Pravitti means propensities, material propensities. We have come here within this material world to enjoy material resources. That is called pravitti. And when we come to the platform of understanding that I am not this body, I am soul, then my occupational duty changes. At the present moment, we are all working on the platform of bodily concept of life. But when you come to the platform of understanding that aham brahmasmi, I am not this matter, I am spirit soul, then my occupational duty changes. Now that is my real occupational duty. Because I am really spirit soul. Therefore, brahma bhuta prasannatma na suchati na kankati samasarvesu bhutesu madhavakti lavate param. When we come to the platform of brahma bhuta, at the present moment we are jiva bhuta. We are thinking that I am this body. But when you come to the platform that I am Brahma, I am part and parcel of Krishna or God, then my duty changes. That is called bhakti. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Mad bhakti lavate param. When? After being Brahma bhuta, after being liberated from material concept of life, that is called Brahma bhuta. Aham Brahmasmi. So, sometimes people say that bhakti, devotional service, is for less intelligent class of man. No. It is the one who has become highly intelligent. He can take to Krishna consciousness. Krishna says, Bahunam Janvanam Ante Jnanaman Mang Prabhadate. After many, many births, of cultivation of knowledge. Everyone is cultivating knowledge. But when his ultimate goal of knowledge is achieved, that is to understand Krishna, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samahatma Sudurlabha. One who understands. That is the ultimate goal of knowledge. So here is also the same thing explained. Savai Pungsang Paro Dharma. First of all, dharma is meant for the human society. The animal society, they have nothing to do about religion. Neither they know what is religion, what is this body, what is soul. It is not their business. Dharma is the business of the human society. Therefore, in any human society, there is a kind of dharma, religion. It doesn't matter whether it is Christian religion, or Hindu religion, or Buddha religion, or Mohammedan religion. Some sort of religious propensities are there. Because without this propensity, dharma, religious, he is not a man, he is animal. Because animal has no sense of religion. Dharmena hina pasubhi samana. Anyone who has no religion, it doesn't matter what kind of religion he has got, but he must have some religion. Without religion, he is animal. Dharmena hina pasubhi samana. So now, at the present moment, they are rejecting religion. Everywhere, all over the world, we are traveling all over the world. The only scarcity is sense of God, Krishna consciousness, God consciousness. They are practically rejected God consciousness. But that will not make him happy, because he cannot become happy imitating the animals. Now they are imitating animals, becoming naked. That is the advancement of civilization, to become naked, nudie. So, actually decline. From human life they decline to animal life. Because two kinds of life, animal life and human life. But if they do not take to the proper position of human life, cultivation of knowledge and religion, then they are animals, gradually they decline to animal life. So we should not decline, we should make progress. That is human life. Progress means to make progress in religious concept of life. That is progress. That is not progress. Material comforts, that is not progress. Material comforts according to the body, there is already settled up. Deha yogena dehina. As you have got body, a particular type of body given by nature, the machine, just like your comfort of driving car is estimated according to the car you have got. If you have got a very nice costly car, then you drive very comfortably. But if you have got a less costly, cheap car, then you are not so comfortable. Similarly, our comforts and discomforts are already settled as soon as you have got a particular type of body. There is no necessity to improve it. We cannot improve it. For example, just like a hog, he has got a particular type of body. He can eat stool. You cannot improve his eating process by giving him halwa. That is not possible. Therefore, Shastra says, deho yogena dehinam. Our material comforts, standard of material comforts, are already settled up by the body which we have got. Therefore, our business is, if we are not in the bodily concept of life, then our business is how to make spiritually advanced. Bodily comforts of life, we cannot improve. That is not possible. We can improve our spiritual advancement of life. That is given to us. Therefore, all the shastras, all the Vedic literatures, all the great saintly persons, they come. They simply come to give you hint how you can make spiritual advancement of life. They do not come here to say how you can make very comfortable material life. They never say. Either you say Jesus Christ, or Krishna, or Lord Buddha, or Hazrat Muhammad, or anyone, all of them have come to give you information for spiritual advancement of life. Not for any material advancement of life. That is intelligence. Material advancement of life, you should be satisfied. Whatever God has given you, you be satisfied with that. Don't waste your time. That is not possible. Therefore, your occupational duty should be, the highest occupational duty is suggested here, jato bhakti adho khaji. If you engage yourself in such occupational duties, by which you can increase your devotional service for the Supreme Personality of God. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is described here in this chapter as Vasudev Adho Khaja. Vasudev, Krishna's name, another name is Vasudev. And his another name is Adho Khaja. Adho Khaja means not to be understood by direct perception of our senses. Akhaja, we try to understand everything with our senses. We want to see something, we want to touch something, we want to smell something, we want to hear about something, we want to taste something. These are our direct tests. So, Krishna or God cannot be understood by these direct tests. Therefore, he is called Adho Khaja. You cannot understand Krishna. Krishna is here. But because we have not training, we see that it is a stone statue. But he is Krishna. We do not know that Krishna is so kind that because I cannot see Krishna at the present stage of life, therefore Krishna has appeared in a form which I can see. That is Krishna. Krishna is the same Krishna. But Krishna can appear because everything is Krishna. Everything is Krishna's energy. So, he can appear in his energy. So, he has appeared in this material energy. Bhumi rapo analo vayu. So, he has appeared just like stone. Because we cannot see except stone. Therefore, he has appeared like stone. But he is not stone. He is Krishna. Therefore, Krishna's name is Adho Khaja. Adho Khaja means we cannot perceive Krishna by direct sense perception. But he is so kind, so merciful, that he appears before us as we can perceive him directly. So, jato bhakti radho khaje, and that bhakti, that devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, should be ahuituki. This is first class religious system. Because the inquiry was, where is now dharma? So, he is describing what is the nature of dharma. The nature of dharma, it is Bhagavad, it is topmost knowledge. He is giving directly the topmost religious system. The topmost religious system is devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is not perceived by direct senses. And that devotional service should be ahuituki. No, hetu. Hetu means cause. I am going to the temple with some cause for mitigation of some difficulties. I shall pray to. That is also nice. But that is hoituki. There is some hetu or cause. We should serve Krishna without any cause. Not that by serving Krishna I shall improve my material position and so many causes may be. But real service, real devotional service must be without cause. That is pure devotional service. Annavilasita sunnam jnana karmad anabritam anukullena krishnanusilanam bhakti uttama. There are different stages of bhakti. The first class bhakti is annavilasita sunnam, without any material desires, ahuituki, apratihata, and cannot be checked by any material condition. Bhakti or devotional service is not such a thing which can be checked. Sir, I was feeling very sick, therefore I could not chant. No, that is not bhakti. We are subjected to all these tribulations, certainly. But bhakti, just like Haridas Thakur, he was going to die, or he's changed his body, he's going to Vaikuntha. Chaitanya, he was chanting daily 300,000. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised him, now you are sick, weak, you can reduce your chanting.
Haridas Thakur said, no, sir, that I cannot do. That is Haridas Thakur. We cannot imitate Haridas Thakur. Even at the point of death, he was chanting 300,000 songs, Hare Krishna Mantra. Apratihata, this is called Apratihata. Without being checked by any material condition. So if you want to become a devotee, no material condition can check you. It is so nice, so easy. Ahoitoki apratihata, jayatma suprasidati. The real thing is that we want satisfaction of ourselves. So if we want actually satisfaction of self, then we shall take to this devotional service without being checked by any material condition or for without any material reason, then we shall be happy. Thank you very much.